Like other New Testament letters, Peter begins his letter by overwhelming his readers with the magnitude of God's power, the lavishness of God's grace, and the matchlessness of the blessing God has made available to us in Jesus. His life, his death, his resurrection, and his spirit. Around chapter 2, verse 10, and I found it interesting that he referenced it, but you'd have to go back and read it to yourself. At one time, this is verse 10, at one time you were not God's people, and now you are his people. And at one time you did not know God's mercy, but now you have his mercy. Just as Peter, as he writes, is blowing us away by the invitation to be a part of God's grace-soaked community, the letter shifts to what it looks like in our lives. The radical gift of God is an invitation into a radically different way of living. Peter suggests that the follower of Jesus is called to submit, citizens to authorities, Christians to non-Christians, do-gooders to persecutors. And as I read in a few Sundays ago, wives to husbands. And what is more, Peter indicates that followers of Jesus should expect to face suffering of various kinds. And so we come back to Jesus, the sinless one, who submitted to the will of the evil authorities. The creative word of God who suffers at the hand of selfless creatures. Why? Why would Jesus do this, and why would he call us to do this? As we have seen in the past few weeks, the answer is one and the same, because God wants to bless the world. In Christ, we have received a matchless gift, one we could never afford or earn. Freedom, security and grace, hope amidst brokenness, communion with God, new life here and now, all offered to us freely out of God's gracious spirit of love and purchased by the submission and sacrifice of Jesus, God's only Son. This is a gift so valuable, offered so lovingly, that it cannot be kept for ourselves, wedged into our desires, or manipulated for our own agendas. At the heart of the gift is a heart like God's, a heart that desires above all things to bless others. We are willing, sometimes difficultly, to lay down our rights and lay down our own comfort, if it means a door may be opened to it for another to experience these blessings of God. We will praise God amidst trials if it might show someone else that our momentary suffering are nothing compared to the gospel blessings that we receive. We will go to great pains to show others that we are for them because God is for them. God is calling the sinful and the irritating, the liberal and the conservative, the American, the Latino, the man, the woman, the husband, the wife, the old, the young, the criminal, and the legalist, the strange and the poor into his kingdom of love, inviting them all to his table of grace. And that invitation is delivered in the form to us. So I want you to join me from the Black Hymnal, and most of you know the first verse certainly, page number 224, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. This was one of the lessons that we had in Bible school, and I was so pleased at how many kids understood that there were three crosses on the hill, and that two of them had men who were criminals who had done something wrong, and that's why they were hanging there, and the man in the middle had done nothing wrong, but he was also hanging there. And I was pleased when they understood that when the one criminal asked for forgiveness, Christ told him that he would be with him in heaven. These little kids understood something that I know we sometimes forget.